This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, we're going to get Hugh Shaman. Time to respond. He's very mad right now. And then Owen Shore is going to take over. We'll do one more thing with Matt Bracken as we can finish up. And then I've got a lot of stuff I've got to deal with. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate your support, folks. I don't feel sorry for myself. I know I'm over the target because my level of persecution has reached epic proportions. Let me just tell you, not going to waste your time on it. Just I need those prayers. Q is like people that look in clouds. One sees a giraffe, one sees an elephant, one sees an alligator, one sees a cloud. I'm not knocking people that are in the Q. I'm just telling you that I talked to the president, I talked to everybody, General Flynn, you name it. And they're asking me, what do they think's going on? There's no magic group, unless you're Xi Jinping. He says, kill a million people, they do it. That's what authoritarianism is they've got that power, but it destroys civilization. It doesn't exist here. It's our greatest weakness, our greatest strength. So is it Jake the Barbarian? Well, Owen Schroer has a question, then we'll give you the floor to speak. Owen, you have a question.
Well, no, I just want to address, you obviously said you're not Antifa. I don't think you're Antifa. The other thing people want to know about you is, are you an actor? They found a profile that says you went to an acting school, so they think you're acting, and this whole thing is just an act. So would you like to address that?
Abso-frickin-lutely. Okay, so the whole reason why I have an acting profile is because I worked with children for 5.5 years in group homes, traumatized children, and I got chased out of the home with a knife by one of the kids that pulled it out of a locked cabinet, and I decided that I wanted to do something a little bit more fun. So I went in the business for myself. I developed my own website, my own YouTube. I started writing books, and I thought about, well, maybe I'll give acting a shot to earn a little bit of money on the side. I haven't made any money as an actor. I never got any work.
You're not an actor. We got that. We believe you. They say I'm an actor because I've been in a few movies. It's total bull. Okay.
Which, so, by the way, I absolutely loved Waking Life, by the way. Your plug in Waking Life was absolutely accurate and awesome.
Well, thank you. So listen, you're a Q wizard, okay? I'm asking you, does Trump end in 12 days?
Does Trump what?
What happens to Trump? Q knows everything. You know military intelligence. What happens to Trump?
Well, you know what, man? All I can say is I think that Donald Trump is a part of a much larger plan, whether that be a military plan, whether that be God's plan. I think that when you look at harmonics, when you look into the way that energy, frequency, and vibration basically create and move all physical form, all matter, then we are all playing a part in a much larger, grander scheme, a much larger...
No, I'm not saying there's no harmonics and greater schemes and a pebble in the pond stuff. I know all that. But I'm saying, hold on, I'll let you talk, but I got to say this. But the Q told us Trump was invincible and everybody was going to Gitmo. No, so I'm saying it is, now the larger Q leads us once Trump's gone still, is what you're saying.
What I'm saying, and you see, this is you putting words in my mouth again, Alex. What I'm saying is that Donald Trump is a part of a much larger plan to help us take back our country from globalists and communists.
He is the baby toe of military intelligence. All right.
Donald Trump has played a very pivotal role in exposing the globalists and the cabal, exposing the Chinese and the communists and the way that they've infiltrated our government, the way they've infiltrated our media, the way they've infiltrated our entertainment, the way they've infiltrated our
economics. Yeah, we broke all that. We know that. I'm saying Q tells us stuff in all of its lies, is what I'm saying.
You keep interrupting me.
Because you're lying. Goddamn thing out of you people's mouths doesn't come true. And it's always, oh, there's energy. And, oh, now we're done with Trump. You said he was the Messiah. You said he was invincible. You said it was all over. They were all going to Gitmo. Now, oh, he's part of a larger thing of Q. I will not suffer your Q people after this. I knew what you were day one. I know what you are now. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all these witches and warlocks and pumpkin popsums and everything. Oh, God. Sorry. Bye bye to you. I can't talk to you anymore. Jesus Christ. Lord help me. Oh.
I like the Q Shaman.
I want to believe. They'll never, when they're wrong, say they're wrong. Oh, no. Trump's a small part of the larger Q universe. Really? No, you're full of crap. We don't want your last word. Only if it is he Q? We have Q on the line. Yeah, sure, we'll get a last word from Lord Q on the other side. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. 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 Every morning.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
All right, I'm going to be nice to the Q sorcerer, Q wizard. No, the official name is the Q shaman. He's hopping mad at me. But people started to recognize something. As soon as I showed up at the Capitol 2 days ago, Owen was right beside me. He disappeared for several hours in a phone booth and came out as the Q wizard. And that's why we can't show both of them on screen at the same time. Put his picture. That's Owen. Owen Schroyer is Q. Not only. That's right. This is happening right now. Not only is Q real, it's Owen Schroyer. When he comes out of the phone booth, ladies and gentlemen, he is Jake the Barbarian, a.k.a. Q Wizard. So, Owen, you're a dude. You're caught. Wow.
You haven't caught me yet.
I was like, where are you at? You stormed the Capitol. All right, I'm going to be, this is all deadly serious. This is Q-level stuff, right? Top-level intelligence. Hey, you've got the floor for 2 minutes. I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to shut up for 120 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so I am not Owen Schroyer. My name is Jake Angeli. I've been practicing shamanism for over a decade. For those people that are interested in hearing more of what I have to say, just go to my Rumble account. They've already deleted my YouTube, my Facebook, and my Instagram because all the stuff on there is so patriotic and controversial. They're trying to spin this narrative that I'm BLM or Antifa. Go to Yellowstone Wolf AZ on Rumble. You can find all my videos there. Explains a lot of what is going on regarding things like quantum physics and how it relates to spirituality and God and how God is real and reincarnation is physics. I got stuff on there about exposing the globalist plot for the takeover of the world through the use of things like psychotronic weaponry and sleeper cells and global terrorism and how it all ties into infiltration instead of invasion. And I got stuff on there exposing the UN. I got stuff on there about aliens and the truth about aliens and where aliens come from, how they're actually interdimensional beings, more just as much as they are like quote-unquote extraterrestrial beings. I've got a video on there called Just Take the Red Pill that's 5.5 hours that if you really want to know everything that there really is to know to get caught up to speed here and now, all you have to do is just watch that one video and it'll explain a whole lot of things that most people just don't understand, whether it be things about...
Okay, that's enough. I've heard the plug about you. You didn't counter anything we said. The whole cube image is completely full of crap. And it's been full of crap the entire time. It's a big sick joke on us. It probably just cost us the country. Thanks for the call. I mean, I cannot. Matt Bragg, you had to sit through 20 minutes of that insufferable garbage. And I'm not trying. He's a well-meaning person, but he's a lightweight, man. It's all this Harry Potter hocus-pocus crap. And we're in the real world. I'm like, I'm not going to tell this guy what's going on because he can't even handle it. But he just doesn't get it, does he?
Yeah, I think that, the FBI couldn't crack the case of the pallets of bricks all summer, but they're going to crack this case of who's in the Capitol really like record fast, facial recognition, everything else. And I think that that the shaman is going to maybe use the insanity defense because he'll have a lot of background that he can use for evidence.
Yeah.
But when he's in jail for 10 years for, you know, domestic terrorism, the joke is going to be over, and then he's going to say it was all an act, and he's going to try to write a book. And, you know, I wish him well, but like you said, it might have cost us the country because a lot of real patriots took this deep fake. This was a deep fake. It might have started out as a like a private, you know, a private hoax, but it was taken over, and the people that followed this hoax just, they were buffalo jumped big time.
And by the way, I'm not criticizing Q people. I admit that people wanted a rally. Trump wanted it. We had other rallies. They were great. I'm like, oh, the Capitol Police will handle it. Yeah, Antifa says they're coming to disrupt. They'll handle it. And we should have been down there. If I'd have been there with 20 of our guys, we would have stopped this. Now, did I do it? No, but I feel bad that I walked into a trap. So Q people walked into a trap. Admit it. Don't be a cult member. I walked into a trap. I'm admitting it so I get better. What do you call that, Owen?
Well, Alex, we were discussing all day what we wanted to do. It was kind of like a think tank scenario. Just we had like 30 to 90 seconds just to be like, okay, are we going to mobilize here? Are we going to mobilize here? What's the timing here? How are we going to address the audience here? And so it's just kind of all these moving parts. But, you know, I'd also want to say this because this is something that you had said that day and I think is even more apparent now. And I think we're kind of falling into another trap, quite frankly, Alex. I mean, I don't think it's fair to say that the Q movement cost the country. Our election was stolen. That's what cost the country.
They didn't. You're right. It's the globalists. They're the best.
I mean, I'm not saying that the Q people are justified. I'm not saying
that. No, it's not up to us to be perfect when we're facing a foreign takeover.
Exactly. And so now, though, it's exactly what they wanted. Now we're all talking about their false flag on the Capitol that day instead of the fact that they certified a fake election for Joe Biden. So they're conquering now two birds with the same stone, killing two birds with the same stone.
It's my clone. Why are you covering for yourself?
Apparently, my clone there. Well, he's my clone, I'm his clone, or we're the clone of some other superior being, but we'll just leave it at that. But getting serious, they have stolen our country in 2020, and people are pissed about it. And so we did not have the debate. We did not have the discussion of the appropriate response because we're just trapped
in the
matrix.
It's not our fault we got a communist globalist takeover.
And so we're trapped in the matrix just trying to like figure out what the hell is going on at any given day. And then it's like we're in the moment, January 6th, it's at the Capitol, the moment is here, they're certifying the fake election, people are fired up, Trump gives a rousing speech.
And the police stand down.
And we did not have the proper measurements. Now, I will say, you addressed it very well today on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to do it again on the War Room. There is zero doubt that there was sabotage and it was a false flag on the Capitol. There is zero doubt Antifa was there. There was zero doubt the Democrats were involved. And now when I'm looking at some of these videos, the video of the woman getting shot, the other videos of the hall, the floor of Congress where there were still people walking around, I mean, it really, except for a couple extreme areas, it wasn't even that bad. A lot of times cops were talking to the people walking in like, hey, this is bad, just please stay calm. Like, all right, go
ahead.
Yeah,
most of it was like when other people take capitals and the cops, exactly.
But it was the 3, 4, 5, 6 instances where the leftists were able to get
and
in,
the media
break a window, do this, get the mob fired up. And then, of course, you know, the Trump supporters, oh, well.
No, you're right. And that's where Trump dropped the ball, Matt Bracken, is that he, don't you agree, he needs to come out and say, okay, I condemn the violence. Looks like the left provocateur. It shouldn't he do that? Because it's the truth, but also to get the blame off him. Because he's got to see now that his capitulating because the 25th Amendment threat is only meant to weaken him more ahead of next week's impeachment.
I think he's so weak right now that there's almost nothing he can do. It's like a chess match, and he can't even go for a stalemate at this point. He's in the corner hoping to run out the clock and not be dragged out in a straitjacket to an ambulance.
No, I agree. He's been paralyzed, but he's got to get
paralyzed.
A breakout offense is the way to go.
If he had any secrets, he should release them. He should announce he's pardoning Julian Assange today. I don't think he can get any classified information in the form of, like, documents, imagery, things like that.
He told him 3 years ago to release the JFK. Remember, Matt, they refused to do it. He told them to take the troops out of Afghanistan. They wouldn't do it.
I think he's paralyzed. I think he's boxed in. I think he has almost no power whatsoever. If he gave the order to arrest anybody at this point, that general or that FBI official would go to Pence and Mark Meadows. They would whip up the 25th Amendment and take him out.
I agree, but he's got the bully pulpit to come out and expose Antifa on the left and how they attacked and burned everything down. It was great. Then they claim his supporters broke a few things. They're the devil. He needs to come out and point that out.
Well, Trump's greatest legacy is that he has exposed the deep state. We know now that they can fake an entire election. You know, this they could do it before with just one or two points. This time, because he was so far ahead, they had to make it so obvious. So his greatest legacy is going to be, you know, exposing that a true patriot president, a populist president, just won't be tolerated by the deep state. And that's all of the Democrats.
No, I totally agree. Did you hear the Q religion moving away? Like, Trump's only a small part of Q now. I mean, he was invincible. They were all going to prison. They're like, oh, Trump was never. They'll probably say Biden's Q next.
That's just like Professor Marvel with the crystal ball. You know, whenever the fortune teller's fortune doesn't come true, they refer back to something and say, well, back then I said, but if that was a cloudy day, then Trump will not succeed. And, you know, they've got an answer for everything. It's no different than a fortune teller.
It's esoteric fortune telling. EnemiesFarAndDomestic.com. Thank you, Matt Bracken. Great points. There's the proof. Ellen Schroyer led the attack. He'll be arrested very soon. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears up.
I was never a sadomasochist. I was never a masochist. I don't like to deal out pain. I like to deal out pleasure. But if somebody tries to hurt me, I do take a pleasure when they're defeated. When they collapse and hit the ground like a sack of tomatoes or potatoes. But we've seen a rare event today, and it's an important event. We've got lawyers sending out other cease and desist letters that takes money. The Wall Street Journal said I led the attack on the Capitol as a cowardly general back with the bullets of the police missing me narrowly, right out of range. And we called him up and said we got all the video and sent him like 20 minutes of me trying to stop it. And so behold, here is the Wall Street Journal. This was the top thing. When I got up at 6 a.m., I pour a coffee, turn on the iPad, I go to Twitter, and as I'm typing in the search, I go, my God, the top things are at the U.S. Capitol, milling crowds spark riot in a few crucial minutes. So I start reading, this is the top thing they're pushing as the timeline on Twitter. And I get there. Go to the Dr. McKim shot, please. And because it's not like cookies like Google where they know what you're looking at, so they send you. No, this was hard push on the front page of Twitter. And imagine then I read that I led the attack.
Yeah, I also saw it said you stood on top of a vehicle. I don't remember that happening.
It didn't happen. I stood on it's a pile of chairs. That's why I got, because the chairs have holes in them.
Yeah, we were there because you had to get raised. And then the other thing, too, is they even put the timeline on there. It said 1243. We were still at the rally at 1243.
Yeah, so the breaching started before we got there.
Yeah, because so I was saying, because we were walking up and we already heard the boom, boom. And that's where we're like, oh, God, we got to get to a raised location and say, don't go in, stop the violence.
Yeah, so here's what's beautiful. Let me show people. Here's the original article. It even gets it right that certain groups went and started it all. We don't know it was Antifa. But it goes on to say, soon the far-right conspiracy theorist Alex Jones appeared atop a vehicle parked on the Capitol lawn with a, like I just pull up an armored vehicle, with a bullhorn out of range of police projectiles to urge the rioters forward. Why the hell would I do that? Like the worst thing possible for me in a car.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like, and Jones urged people to hit him in the head with baseball bats. I mean, who stands to gain from this is the globalists. Now let's move on. By the way, the whole crowd's like, yeah, we don't want to riot. They weren't the ones inside.
Oh, Alex, we got more videos. We're going to play them on the war room. Where there's one video where there's an Antifa guy breaking in a window, and you hear the transporters go, that's Antifa, that's Antifa. And some transporter drags them out, and they throw them out. The whole crowd cheers.
Okay, I want it now when you take over next segment. I mean, you'll show it on your show, too, but that's important.
Okay.
Because the message is Trump's got to, people like, let Trump go. He's done. We'll build our own movement. They're going to burn all us with him. He's got to get his shit. He's got to get his act together. But back to this. Here is the retraction. Never think you're going to see this. Because the Wall Street Journal a few years ago, we'll play it next time. You got it. The Wall Street Journal said that I lost a lawsuit for writing a book called Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. I didn't write that book. I didn't even say that. So, and they would not retract or threaten a lawsuit. This time they did it. So, my God, something good happened finally in the universe. At the U.S. Capitol, milling crowds spark riot in a few crucial minutes. And my goodness, Easter bunnies are real, folks. Santa Claus is real. They retracted it. Corrections and amplifications. The conspiracy theorist Alex Jones urged Trump supporters not to attack police and to move to the east side of the Capitol where we had a permit. An earlier version of the article incorrectly said Mr. Jones urged rioters attacking the Capitol to move forward.
But see, this is, they've already gotten this article off of the push.
Yeah.
No, but they've already taken off of the push, so people already saw that you did that. Now nobody will see the retraction. And they also
had my lawyer call and say, did you really do that?
And then, but notice, oh, the conspiracy theorist, like, you know, not the talk show host. You know, not the activists, the conspiracy theorists, because they want to cloud that. They want to sludge you before they say that you actually did the right thing.
That's right. You've got those videos coming up in the last 30 minutes of the show. I meant to take a lot of calls today. Didn't because of all the guests. The war room's coming up. Owen's going to do a great job.
We're going to be taking calls, too.
In the morning, American Journal with Harrison Smith doing a splendid job. He takes a ton of calls. And then the morning Saturday. I'm wrangling this crew, who I love, to come in here at noon tomorrow. Let's just tape an hour or two together. Let's just tape or maybe go live and take some calls because history's happening. There'll be 11 days after the inauguration of the communist Chinese dictator. Then the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., ahead of the great job you're doing, Sunday live. That's 6 to 8 with only 6 minutes of ads an hour. We've cut it to just local ads for radio and TV stations. We've cut our ads. And if I wasn't partnered with GCN, who are wonderful people, I would cut us from the 14-minute ads that's customary in talk radio, you know, to less just for locals. But I love Ted, but I'm working on just having local ads for you folks and cutting it to 6-7 minutes of ads an hour just for local stations because we do our plugs once an hour live on air like I'm about to do right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we've proven we're the tip of the spear. We've proven that we're dialed in to as much as you can learn. And believe me, you learn. Nobody's in control but God. The devil's trying to be in control. He's not in control. And man's trying to act like he's in control. That's a joke. So Xi Jinping and communism claiming government can be God, it's a lie. Q claiming everything's great and everybody's got a plan, that's a lie. The only plan is Jesus Christ's plan. I'm here to tell you that. Only trust in God. That's the only perfect thing there is. InfoWarsStore.com, though, gives you what God created. Our fish oil, our turmeric bodies, our krill oil is the very highest grade out there. Our bodies is back in stock. Our pollen block has been sold out for 8 months back in stock. Our Winter Sun's close to selling out again, the highest quality D3 under the tongue for full absorption. The Super Mel Vitality, the X2, both those sold out for months, both 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your purchase that funds us to have like a 2-month cushion. If the money stopped coming in, they just banned all Trump's shopping carts. They're trying to shut us down. We would operate a few months and have to shut down. We were down to a month of operating cost. And then all this craziness happened, and people ordered a bunch of stuff. They're like, well, we better get storable food. Everybody's going to hell, like Jones said. Hey, we better. Yes. But listen, it funds the operation. You can send us a pure donation. You couldn't lose because we're going to fight hard for you. And you can go to InfoWarsStore.com, the support section, and sponsor us by making a one-time or recurring donation. That's great. InfoWarsStore.com. But the biggest thing to do is just get the products, get X2, get X3 for you and your family, get Prostagard that's good for women as well, but it's not just good for your prostate, it's good for everything. It's got all the vitamins, all the minerals of the salt palmetto. And then sign up for AutoShip. You can cancel for free anytime, one click, get an additional 10% off of the next order. So 25 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com and all these great products that are back in stock that have been sold out. And $850 off on a 1-year food supply at preparewithalex.com. That takes you to a special sub-site of our site where I can go above their regular specials and give you huge discounts, but it's got to end. Supposed to end today. I'm going to twist their arm and run it out till Monday, but I'm not even sure they can do it because the food orders are pouring in, not just with us, but at my Patreon, because people are figuring out what's going on. Yeah, it's 12 hours, 30 minutes, and 30-something seconds. So that is preparewithalex.com, or InfoWars.com. We'll take you to all the news and information. Owen Schroeder, it takes over 30 minutes. We're going to broadcast out of here if you want, or if not, move into your studio. Whatever you do, folks, spread the link about the live shows, because that's the Revolutionary Act. Their whole operation is about censorship, so you need to override that now. Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. Tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices, and we're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high quality storable food.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're back here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer obviously finishing off the broadcast here today before I go and host the War Room. Let me just do a programming note here. Coming up on the War Room for the first hour of the three-hour transmission, we're going to be covering a bunch of the videos from yesterday, as well as some of the news headlines, and then some of the other news headlines that are kind of outside of the main fold here about what developed at the Capitol. That'll be in the first hour. In the second hour, I intend to open up the phone lines, and as of now, we don't have any guests except for one guy who I'm working on getting. Actually, you know what? I just remembered I talked to him in the break and he can't come on. So I'm going to be taking a ton of phone calls on the War Room. And so what I think I might do is open up the phone lines now and just say we can hold your calls all the way through the War Room. Now, granted, you may have to hold for an hour. So I don't want to tell anyone that, hey, call in and we'll get you right on air. You may have to hold. But here's what I want to do. I want to talk. I want to call any eyewitnesses. I want to hear from any eyewitnesses because here's the deal. I haven't even been able to get to all of the eyewitness accounts that are being sent to me on my Parler account or on my email here at work. And I've been able to get to a lot of them. And so that's why we're going to cover a lot of these videos, including this one we're going to play right now, that show what really happened at the Capitol yesterday and how we're being tricked. But there's just so much proof. There's so much evidence. And because of the way we operate around here, I'm just live. Alex is live 5 hours a day, whatever. And so we just do it on air. So it's that old, it's the old joke, F it, we'll do it live. So F it, we're going to do it live. So I specifically want to hear from people who are at the Capitol on January 6th that witnessed this event to hear your eyewitness testimony of either the shooting or one of the other deaths that happened and or the Antifa spurred violence that happened. Now, another thing has been confirmed. The gentleman that was caught stealing the podium had a Trump hat on. He's walking out with the podium, smiling for the cameras. He was ID'd, and they checked his voter record. He has never voted. So is that another guy in disguise as a Trump supporter who just wants to get into the mob, steal something, have some fun, take a selfie, break a window, whatever? Of course that's going to happen. Is that another example? So that's what's all coming up. So having said that, any eyewitnesses at the Capitol that want to share their testimony of what they saw on January 6th, we will take your calls. And the other subject of discussion will be, what is the appropriate response to what we've seen here? Now, this is an open debate. You're going to hear a lot of different opinions. I'm not saying anything is wrong or right. We'll address each one as they come in. But we didn't have that debate properly coming to this point because, quite frankly, how can you even be prepared for such a globalist takeover as diabolical as this? And we already had this intel before it even happened. That's why we're tomorrow's news today here. So eyewitness accounts to the January 6th events at the Capitol. And then what is the appropriate response to everything we do here or everything we're seeing here now? What is the appropriate response so that we can have victory and assure that human liberty will be preserved in the West as an example worldwide? The free market will be preserved in the West as an example worldwide, and self-government will be preserved in America because that is our destiny. So the phone number is 877-789-2539. And again, we'll hold you over to the War Room that comes up after this that I host 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time, weekdays following the Alex Jones Show. So when the Alex Jones Show ends, we're going to keep you on the line. We can take you in the other studio when I move over there to host the War Room. So they'll start taking your calls right now. I'm going to go to this video right now. We're going to air it again in the War Room. And this is one of a few videos that we'll air on the War Room that I have. I just don't have my video list. I was doing my prep work before I came on here. They're getting all of that into the system now, but we already have this video. Trump supporters at the Capitol on the grounds. Now, this is after they've already been let in by the Capitol Police. So the Capitol Police open the barriers. The Capitol Police say, come this way. We have the videos. They're waving them in. They're opening the barriers. They're waving them in. They're saying this way, this way. Here's that video right there. Okay, so this is, and by the way, Trump is still speaking. Trump is still speaking while this is happening. We also have videos where they're inside and they open the door. Whoever it is it the police open the door to the security? They open the door and let the people inside. But so the point is that all the people the Trump supporters surrounding were let in. Then this happened where there was some destruction and vandalism, and watch the response of the Trump supporters as they call out the Antifa member doing the property damage. So there's Antifa smashing a window, and they're booing, and they're chanting, "That's Antifa." They say, "That's Antifa, that's Antifa." Trump supporter goes up, throws him to the ground, and the crowd cheers. So let's go over this one more time. And I'm just going to let the audio play now because I was doing commentary over it. The cops let the Trump supporters in.
Owen, I haven't seen this footage. It's worse, exactly. Another guy that grabs the Patriot by the neck that's stopping him.
So let's review. Cops open the barriers, say, "Come this way." Trump supporters standing around the Capitol. One guy gets up, starts smashing the window. The Trump supporters say, "That's Antifa, stop it." A Trump supporter runs up, grabs him by the neck, drags him down. I'm going to play the video without commentary now. So there you go. Now, there seemed like there was a little kerfuffle afterwards, but I think they may have just been trying to stop that guy from falling over to the ground. It's tough to tell. But what's easy to see is the Antifa guy goes up there, tries to smash the glass, and then you hear them saying, "That's Antifa, that's Antifa, that's Antifa," and they're booing as he's breaking the glass, and then as soon as he's drugged down, the crowd cheers. And so there's other examples of this. I know there's other eyewitness testimony of this. It's just like the voter fraud. It's just like the election theft. It's a fire hydrant of information without a hose attached, where you just unscrew the valve and it just... And it's just, you can't even possibly engulf it all. There's just so much. So any eyewitnesses that have similar testimonies or what they saw inside the Capitol... 877-789-2539. We will hold you over through the war room as well, and I will be taking calls from eyewitness testimonies and people on the ground to what they saw in the Capitol, around the Capitol that day. And we will just continue to confirm that it was Antifa leftist infiltrators that were really the violent ones that spurred the violence, antagonized the violence, instigated the violence against police, did the property damage, stole property. And as we always do here at InfoWars, we are going to give you the broadcast that completely refutes the mainstream media narrative. Just like we did when they said, "Oh, the hospitals are overwhelmed." So we sent out our audience to go to the hospitals and filmed. We took calls all for an entire broadcast we dedicated, and everybody said the same thing. Dozens of hospitals, nobody's there. We had the videos, we had the callers, we had the eyewitness accounts, we had all of it. So we'll do it again. No one else will do it. InfoWars will do it. So again, we'll come up in the next segment and start taking your calls on this, and we're going to be doing that all through the war room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, as well with more video from that day showing what really happened, and then also sparsed in with some other news because there is other developments right now. It's all coming up. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show, and then the InfoWars War.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Well, it's always a pleasure when I can fill in for the Alex Jones Show and get Alex Jones all hopped up and excited at my coverage here on air. So Alex, seeing the last segment, went and found another angle of that video and wanted to tell us what he just saw.
Well, yeah, no, I'm trying to take care of a lot of breaking stuff, trying to get word to Trump to not give up, to go after Antifa, to point out this is a false flag. So I'm busy doing that. I'm glad you're doing the fourth hour. The war room's coming up. We'll all be involved in that. But you were showing that footage of the Patriots going against Antifa, trying to stop them breaking through the windows. We have the footage from on top as well. Well, now Rob Dew's going, hey, we have HD, a listener just sent us, of right inside the area of them stopping the guy. So that's coming up on the War Room with you next hour, right when you start the show. You'll have both clips to show people the exclusive evidence of Patriots fought, Trump supporters fought to stop Antifa breaching the Capitol. That's your headline. It's huge.
And by the way, folks, you got to understand, it's like just like with the election fraud evidence, it's just a fire hose. And so thank God we have such a big team here and you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com that, you know, we've got people that can share the burden of all this. And I'm so out of it. I'm talking to my producer today, like thinking, I don't even know what I'm thinking. I'm like, hey, get all these guests scheduled for tomorrow. He's like, hey, do you know it's Friday? And I'm like, oh, shoot, I didn't even realize it was Friday. So, I mean, that's just the level that it's at right now on this Millennium Falcon ship of information. We are the Millennium Falcon at light speed infinitely. It cannot be turned down. It's always at light speed. Now, guys, so we're getting that video for the War Room. We don't have it now. We're going to get that in the system coming up on the War Room. Okay, just wanted to clarify that. So that's coming up in the War Room with other video footage. And again, I'm just getting so much intel. People are messaging me during the break saying, hey, I sent you this. I got this. I know I have emails I need to go through with people saying I saw this. I got this. But it's just like I'm here on air now. We're opening up the phone lines to eyewitness accounts. 877-789-2539. Any callers to get through, we will hold you over to the War Room. We have the network of phones here that we can just take in the War Room studio as well. So that's going to be coming up as long as this is
exclusive. This is like having Zapruder films 100 an hour come out. You know what years ago the Zapruder film of Kennedy being killed? This is, you've got the back footage. I remember now, we have it above shooting down, and we have inside the tunnel with them grabbing him and fighting and everything happening, and it's Antifa, and you see it all. So I'm just saying, exactly what the state police said, exactly what the Capitol Police said, exactly what the intel warning the congressman said, this is just more mounting evidence. There's the footage from the outside. We have the footage from the inside, HD up close. They'll have that for you when you start the War Room in T-minus 10 minutes.
And by the way, we've got members of our own crew that are coming on as eyewitnesses. We've got other people coming on that are eyewitnesses that filmed it. I mean, it's just crazy, man. It's just absolutely crazy. Guys, I don't have the caller board up in front of me. Oh, and another thing that we've now confirmed that's now mainstream news, we figured out why there was the lack of police at the D.C. Capitol that day. Muriel Bowser. Muriel Bowser. Not only do we have the congressman saying, we got the briefings that this is going to happen, why didn't the D.C. police respond? Well, now we've determined it was Muriel Bowser running the whole show, telling the Pentagon, do not send any support, and actually have the guards stand down and unarmed so they couldn't actually stop anything coming in.
And we have them opening up the gates, everything. What's crazy is, used to globalists would do a small event here or there because they knew it might get exposed. They don't care anymore if it comes out Russia gate was fake or Ukraine gate is fake. Or that Joe Biden's a Chinese agent, or his son's a pedophile, or he's a pedophile. Again, we have all the footage of Antifa doing it. It's all confirmed, and Trump's already capitulating. So Trump must not capitulate. It's in the New York Post. The police are confirming what we said. The left staged it. It's their Waterloo. And he needs to get out ahead of his impeachment next week, or they're going to try to destroy him and repudiate us and outlaw being a patriot. That's what's happening.
All right, we can squeeze in a caller or two now that was in D.C. before we sign off, and I'll host the War Room as well. Remember, though, we're looking for eyewitnesses that were in D.C. A couple of people here say they were in D.C. Let's go to Eli, who was in D.C. on the 6th. Eli, what did you see? What do you think is going on?
Hey, Owen, great to be on the show. Well, when we were there in D.C., I was first watching Trump actually speak at the Capitol, and before I say anything else, I wanted to plug Living Defense. Man, that thing has gotten me through this entire drive here, bro. I've been feeling like crap for the past week or so. Living Defense just cleaned everything out of my body immediately. But as I wanted to say, when we were walking from the Capitol, we didn't know what was going on because we were listening to the Trump speech. We were like, oh, yeah, this is great. The energy was amazing. And by the way, the media won't tell you this, but there were Vietnamese flags everywhere. There were Chinese,
that's a great point. The Capitol, the outer perimeter, was surrounded by Chinese Americans, like warning, like CCP is evil. Trump needs to fight China. Like they have slaves. They were all over the place.
It was all over, and the media will never cover that. They're going to call us racist, terrorists, and whatnot. And it's like, if anything, guys, do not let the media calling you terrorists, calling you rebels, do not let that bring you down. If anything, because of all the stuff that they're doing, because of everything that they're trying to do to you, because of everything that they have done in the past 4 years, past 10 years, past 20 years, you have every right to be proud. They're calling you that because they know they're the terrorists.
Oh, well, let me explain something real quick here. The fact that I got banned from social media before Donald Trump, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and gloat, but I mean, that's kind of a nice little, that's a nice shine there. I mean, that's a nice little medal to have. But I want to get back to what you saw in D.C. because this is actually a key element. And I was explaining this. I can't even remember when we're doing so many broadcasts, but I was saying part of the problem was we had no lines of communication because there was no cell service, but mostly just because people, the million people were at the Ellipse hearing Trump speak. And then there were so many people that couldn't get in. So they just went to the Capitol. So then there was another like 100,000 to the Capitol and there was no communication. And so for us, it was just like, oh, okay, well, we'll head to the Capitol now. Trump's almost done speaking. We'll try to lead this peaceful march. By the time we even got there, the Capitol was already breached. They were already on top of the inauguration stage. It was already, the thing had already been done. And so Alex was just begging people, hey, don't do it. It was just a fool's errand at that point because it was just done. I mean, the deed was done and there was no line of communication. And Trump is saying, hey, we're going to peacefully march. He didn't even know they already breached the Capitol.
We had no clue where Alex was, but people kept telling others. I personally witnessed this. A person with a bullhorn said, hey, Alex Jones is going here. Everyone go here. You recorded it. I heard it. We all saw it. There was no way and I'm trying as much as I can not to cuss because I'm very emotional right now. I'm 24 years old, man. I'm one of the youngest people that was right out there. I'm angry as heck saying, like, you cannot let and claim these people said that Alex Jones did this. He never did this. These were provocateurs that were purposely there to try and disenfranchise Trump and everyone in the Trump movement. We know that this would happen. We know that this was going to happen. And I'm ashamed that we didn't prepare better for it.
And you know, again, it is upsetting that we weren't more prepared for it. And I talk about that. We should have had these conversations beforehand, but I don't blame ourselves. I don't feel guilty about it. They did this to us. They turned us into a third world communist hellhole. They stole our elections. They let BLM and Antifa riot all summer. They shut down the economy for a fake pandemic. There's righteous anger here. There's righteous indignation here. There's a reason why people are upset. And there's a reason why it was easy to take advantage of that anger and get people to storm the Capitol. Once you were able to break the barricades or be let in or see a door open for you or have a window smashed, it was just inevitable. But they knew. Look, I'm not going to shy away from the truth here. The biggest criminals in the world, in my view, I guess, you know, besides maybe the Chi-Coms, but the biggest criminals that we're dealing with are in the Congress. So they were in that building, stealing our election. That's just the truth. And so I'm not going to be bullied into saying, well, you can't say that. That causes a riot. You can't say that. That causes terrorism. No, it's your rhetoric that caused riots all year long. It's your rhetoric that caused $2 billion worth of destruction. You're not going to sit here and guilt trip me for what happened at the Capitol, which is just small peanuts compared to what you guys did all year. And on top of that, I'm never going to be blamed for this. I'm not guilty for anything that happens to you, crooks in Congress. I'm not guilty for anything that happens to you criminals in Congress. I'm not guilty for anything that happens to you criminals in media. You did it. You did it. Not InfoWars. You committed the crimes. You betrayed the American people. You betrayed God. You betrayed truth. You betrayed everything that is righteous and good. You did that. You did that. You lied to the American people. You stole the American people's election. You lied about a pandemic and stole their livelihood. Not me. You did that. You did that at CNN. You did that at MSNBC. You did that at all the mainstream news. You did that at the Washington Post. You did that at the New York Times. You did that with all your push notifications. And then you stole our elections. You did that. That's what you did. That's what you did. And I have every right and duty to sit here as a proud American and call it out for what it is. That's what it is. You did it. You did it. Not us. You did. I'll be hosting the War Room coming right up. Don't go anywhere, folks. Band.video.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.